The San Joaquin River is the second largest in all of California. And just last year, it was listed by an environmental group as the second most endangered river in America. Recent years of drought have taken their toll, but an exceptionally wet 2017 spelled optimism for many involved in the San Joaquin River Restoration Program. As FM 89's Laura Tsutsui reports from Fryant, while significant obstacles to bringing back the river's salmon remain, there's also progress swimming right below the surface.
Nearly 40 years ago, back when Peter Moyle was a professor at Fresno State, the San Joaquin River was different.
My early memories of the river when I first started working on it was as a place you wanted to avoid.
Today, he's a professor emeritus of fish biology at UC Davis. But back in 1972, Moyle co-wrote a paper about a common pollutant in the water.
In other words, there were so many beer cans lying in the river, just scattered across the floor of the river, that it was habitat for some kinds of fish.
Since then, he has seen the river change dramatically, in ways he says are for the better. The improvements are not just good luck. Better conditions in the river have to be implemented due to a settlement between the National Resources Defense Council, the Fryant Water Users Authority, and the federal government. The San Joaquin River Restoration Program was created to implement that settlement and has done so since 2009. Their goals are to restore and maintain fish populations and manage water by releasing flows from Fryant Dam.
Basically, you know, get fish and flows back in the San Joaquin River while trying to minimize and reduce the water supply impacts to our water users.
Alicia Forsyth is the program manager of the San Joaquin River Restoration Program. And since it began, she says they've accomplished a lot.
We've re-wetted the San Joaquin River all the way from Fryant to the Merced River confluence. So we have a flowing river now all the way down to the Merced. We no longer have those dry sections anymore. We've actually put Fall Run Chinook salmon back into the San Joaquin River, along with Spring Run Chinook salmon.
And having a particularly rainy year was a boost for them.
The wet year was good for the program, especially after a number of years of drought. It provided, obviously, a lot of water back into the San Joaquin River, which really helps us from re-wetting the river channel, reinvigorating the riparian vegetation. So it helps us from a habitat standpoint in the river.
Building up that habitat is good for the river's health and for the salmon they've been releasing. When construction of Fryant Dam dried up parts of the San Joaquin River, the salmon that lived there couldn't get from their spawning grounds near Fryant Dam to the ocean, and they died. So far, the program has reintroduced Fall Run Chinook salmon with success and is now trying to do the same with Spring Run Chinook salmon.
This wasn't a predominantly fall run fishery, and this was probably the best habitat in the state once upon a time for spring run.
Don Ports is the lead fish biologist with the program. The kind of spring run Chinook salmon that lived in the San Joaquin River 60 years ago doesn't exist now. But by breeding that type of salmon from other rivers, the program is working to create a successful run of salmon that can adapt to the San Joaquin. This year, the restoration program released 115 spring-run Chinook salmon into the river to spawn. Out on the river, just below Fryant Dam, we've suited up in waders, boots, and life jackets. Biologists from the restoration program are collecting data on the fry, the baby salmon, that were born in the river. Earlier this month, they set up rotary screw traps to help them monitor the fish. These mesh aluminum cones are floating in the river, tethered to the bank. Fish that swim into the cone get collected in a box at the back of the trap. Restoration biologists check the trap daily to measure fish and ultimately determine how successful the fry are at surviving.
34-36. Chuck said 34-36, so 34 millimeters, mm-hmm. And that's the fork length, and 36 millimeters, that was the total length of the fish.
Most of the fry are about the size of a safety pin, but some of the salmon they catch are a year old and quite a bit bigger. In the long run, there's a lot working against them. Ports lists their concerns, including blocked passage for the fish and keeping a cool river environment.
We have the temperature concerns, and that's probably the greatest concern for the river restoration is how to have adequate temperatures for fish to hold, to rear, and then most importantly, move in and out of the system. So with climate change, or this is a challenge, but one that we can be successful with.
Despite all of this optimism, some are skeptical about the program's feasibility. Canon Michael is the president of Bowles Farming Company.
So my farm here is on the historic stretch of the San Joaquin River that's known as Reach 4B, and it's an area of the river that's been shut off from flow for a number of years, since the 1960s.
Water doesn't flow through that part of the river, but at some point, the settlement requires that the river pass through his farm where it used to flow, and that could be a problem.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, the worry has always been if the program tries to come through this area, it would be very disruptive in terms of taking a lot of land out of production.
Not only would this be disruptive to his farm down the line, but Michael is also concerned with the cost. Initially, the program was projected to cost in the millions, between $250 and $800 million. When the full project was planned out, it added up to a realistic cost of $1.5 billion.
There's not a clear pathway for them to get that kind of money for the project. And so, you know, because it's going through our area here, potentially, we're, of course, concerned if there's not going to be the funding to do the project adequately.
He's not the only one concerned. Hanford Congressman David Valadao proposed House Resolution 23 this year. The bill has passed in the House and would scale back funding from the federal government for the San Joaquin River restoration. But this isn't the first time House bills have threatened the program's funding. Forsyth with the restoration program says that this is common. House bills remove the funding while Senate bills leave it, and in the end, the program usually gets its money. Even still, she's aware the work is expensive, so they're calculating what she calls a funding-constrained framework.
That is looking at what are the activities we should be doing within our available funding sources. And right now, that document is not done yet, but we're looking at a program that costs around $650 million.
While the full implementation of the program may cost a lot, the settlement requires that restoration happens. And slowly but surely, the river is being restored. Looking ahead, the program has broken ground on a state-of-the-art hatchery next to their old one to diversify their fish population, and they're planning construction on their Mendota Pool and Bypass project to start next year.
And it's never going to be a big, powerful salmon stream like it once was. You know, the San Joaquin River, at the time they built Bryant Dam, was one of the major salmon rivers in California. It's never going to return to that as well because of the dams.
For Dr. Moyle, who once wrote about how fish were using beer cans as habitat, the investment is still worth it. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.